I can't hear anything that's been up to Reese.
Did you put it on Twitter already?
No, it's too lazy for that. It's on phonelosers.org, though. Like, everyone that goes there is being told to listen to Hope.
Are you going to DEFCON?
Uh-huh.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm. No. Twitter is where people twat on the internet.
So that's interesting. We now have 12 more listeners.
Uh-huh.
12 listeners.
12 more listeners.
This is Radio Statler coming at you through the power.
What's the call station numbers?
The call numbers? I think A-Freak is sending those to
WPLA Radio.
Yeah. We need call numbers.
Live from Baltimore.
We have call shapes.
K-W-A-K Radio.
We're WWWW.
Your mom radio.
Although upstairs is N9H, the amateur radio station. And I People's do that because I have an amateur radio license, damn it.
People's Liberation Army Radio.
Well, it's early, yeah.
Oh, no. It's not like I can say this stuff on the actual amateur radio. The FCC has rules.
So you're saying the FCC won't let you be or let you be me, so let you see?
Thank you, Eminem.
We come from France.
Actually, our call-in number is 1-989-272-7425.
For the listeners who cannot smell us, I'm going to relate the fact that it smells like booze in here. And,
it's like somebody spilled their beer or something. Yeah. Fuck, man.
That wasn't my fault. It's fucking, like,
We're playing a game.
Chemistry.
The game is called Black and Canadian.
I should note that I am teetotal, and I am drinking tons of Club Mate because I've been up and running this stuff for this con since around 7 a.m. So...
Are we supposed to build a bridge so you can get over that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can't have mine.
Well, I have my own.
Well, you can't have your own either.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
This radio station is fueled by ethanol, a green solution for a brighter tomorrow.
You're going to have to find things out for yourself.
Well, I'll have that phone number for you in a second.
Hurry the fuck up.
Interesting question for all of us.
I don't have to go to jail for you or anybody.
Stuff, since we stamp things on our little passport badges, why don't we have a PLA stamp?
We do have a PLA stamp.
We do have a PLA stamp.
It's made out of invisible ink.
Well, we also
no spitting beer on the console, please.
That's the mark of the beast, okay?
We can also put our dick on the ink pad and slap it on there.
I have a postage stamp with a picture of a bicycle.
The Russian guy is an hour down.
But so it's defective, I just threw it away.
Yellow.
Somebody's calling us?
Laugh Track Matt just popped on.
Oh, it's Matt Hillock. Hey, Matt. Is that I have any headphones?
Hey, Matt, freak.
How y'all doing?
No, I haven't seen him here since then.
I'm still working on getting Murdoch on. He's not replying to me and Samantha.
Yeah, give us an update on the phone book situation. So there was a YouTube video that I stole from you, and you stole it back involving the phone book. You did so massively that I can't answer it.
I
upped the ante on that one, didn't I?
Because you every time I try and do something cool, you gotta outdo me and make me cry. Yeah. And
well, I'm pretty sure I privatized that video because I'm tired of telling people exactly where I live on YouTube because bad things keep happening to me. I took that video down the other day after you
so
guys.
I should upload my saved copy then.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake, can you...
Mirror is everywhere.
Can I open up what now?
Brad, this is a serious business hacker conference. You need to provide serious business hacker information. What is your updated research on Toaster Crystal?
You see that number there?
I'm kind of old. You know, I don't really... I'm not actively hacking toasters like I used to be several years ago.
How do I hack drive?
Okay. I'm afraid I don't have any updated information because I'm old.
Rob just sent you a phone number, and that phone number that Rob just sent you is, the woman's name is Tammy.
Yeah, I just sent it to you in the Skype chat.
Hello, Tammy.
And
that's Tammy, the winner. She thinks she's going to win.
Tammy's the one that's been scanning my barcodes and been calling my voicemail. Mm-hmm. To let me know what code she found, in the hopes that she'll win whatever prize.
Can I say I'm Emmanuel Goldstein?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, hold on. I gotta set something up here real quick. It's gonna be amazing.
Let her know she won the ability to go on, like, I don't know, the
Cacti Radio.
So,
Basically, my career.
Where the hell is Eyeball and Kurt going?
I don't know if I'm ever going to open it.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, tell her that she's going like ready? She's going to be a part of the final ceremony.
Unless she wants a phone call at 2 a.m.
I got to turn down the camera feed because it's echoing. I didn't know it was head audio.
You will see us waving.
I sure do. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, you know, hi, guys.
I'm actually waving back.
Your left or our left?
And then I feel dumb when I do that.
Other left.
You only see two Canadians waving at you, hey?
You can tell the Canadians because they wave in the other direction.
You can tell. we're not really waving. We just have Parkinson's.
Okay. What's her name again?
Tammy.
Okay.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tammy?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is Emmanuel Goldstein from 2600.
Yes.
You've won. You've won the contest.
Holy shit, are you serious? God.
Yes, you've won the contest. Yay, you won. You won $500. Yes, I'm serious. You won $500.
Are you being
I'm very serious.
Oh my god!
What's your favorite radio station that wins you $500 at Hope?
Off the Hook, dude.
No, we're not on Off the Hook. What's your favorite radio station?
I'm sorry.
What is it? Tell me. Or I'm hanging up and you don't want anything.
WBAX.
No. We're not on FM.
WBAX.
Crazy bitch. What station are we on?
What station are we on?
Come on, you have to know what radio station runs at Hope. That runs 24 hours a day on Hope.
Radio Statler?
No, that's wrong. No. That's wrong. You get the buzzer. I'm sorry, you don't win the $500. Goodbye. Have a nice day. She's gone. She was so excited.
Uh-huh.
It's nice. It's nice seeing them all laugh.
Uh huh.
He's laughing so hard he had to take off his glasses.
Brad,
that's how Canadians laugh.
No, that's just Afric. He almost died. I think
they laugh just like on South Park.
Their heads are slapping.
Yeah, he's human.
He thinks he's people.
He laughs to stay warm.
I wonder if she hung up because she heard us or did she mute us?
No, we were muted.
Oh, shit.
Who muted?
Were we muted?
Yeah. No, because I heard you and the stream's turned down on my end. I only hear you through Skype.
You heard us through the voices?
Uh-huh.
Like, who the fuck has to be so dumb to leave me 8 voicemails? Like, I got a code!
So how many, what are the numbers on this, what are the numbers on this QR code that you spend the conference with?
I'll put it into blog entry, because it's actually supposed, if you're dumb enough, you will learn.
I can't hear you.
I mean, not the actual numbers, I mean, like, how many people have called this?
I think it's approaching 40 now. And Tammy is the one who's called it 8 times.
Did you explain to the listeners what you're doing exactly? Like,
no.
Explain to the listeners what you're doing exactly.
So I posted QR codes all over the pen, and basically each of them has a like anywhere between a 3 and 6-digit code.
Uh-huh.
And there's a puzzle component to it. You're smart enough to figure that out. Yeah, thanks, Brad. but anyway, most of the people have been leaving. Like, hello, my name is John, and...
Brad, I'm seriously interested in what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. Brad, you're very serious about this.
That's not me doing that. God damn it.
Is it Matt, or is it...
I'm not doing it.
I can fucking punch you, man.
Who's doing what now?
I don't know. Don't ask. But anyway, but nonetheless,
do what now?
I'm taking voicemails in my K7 account with like the code, so like, I don't know which codes I should be using those. But yeah, I've been drinking too much.
Would you care to give out a hint for the puzzle for people interested in actually playing it?
It goes to a website.
A QR code is actually a box.
A website on the internet.
Yeah, a website on the internet.
A series of tubes.
Yeah.
That are tied so it can't have babies.
Brad, are you going to call her again?
No, I'd rather just let her cry.
We should leave her alone.
Give her another hour or two.
Manuel Goldstein will give her the $500. What a cheap bastard he is.
He's canceling her 2600 subscriptions.
He should have told us she had a free subscription to 2600.
She's going to spend the rest of the weekend thinking Emmanuel's a huge asshole.
That she knows.
Brad, are you recording this too, right?
Yeah, it should be recording.
Okay, good.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Oster situation go? You call all those Oster warranty people, right? Brad?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I don't know. It was alright.
Oster.
It could be better. Oh, wait, no, Oster, that was even... No, Oster was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of this week, where we called up... what did we call this week, Matt?
Fucking, I don't know, some other bullshit. Fuck if I know, man, I'm a drunk.
Brad, did you get a hold of Murdoch, by the way?
I'm trying right now, and he's not replying to me. He assured me he was going to be here, but I think he ran out of drugs.
Murdoch, why is he not here right home
today? Well, actually, he was in the lobby like 2 days ago, so I think he might just be sleeping.
That was your mom.
No, he's playing a concert at Rockefeller.
Yes, it's a difficult situation.
My two moms.
I've messaged him on Facebook and Yahoo, and he's not replying to me.
Can we
try his MySpace?
Brad, can we call someone on the West Coast?
Try his ICQ.
Like, get him call on the West Coast?
Get him on Friendster.
Murdoch always chucks his ICQ.
Or FetLife, or...
Chuck his Second Life pad.
For Affinity.
He likes to pick up chicks there.
Brad?
Yes?
Can we get, like, somebody on the West Coast on the phone, just a random person? Maybe mm-hmm. Numbers?
What? I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you over the affirmative thingy.
Okay. Can you call someone on the West Coast for the hell of it, since we're doing a show right now, apparently?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I don't know who to call. Like...
Do you have some numbers on you?
I could call a 7-Eleven or...
Just call a 7-Eleven for good old times.
Okay.
Call one in Vancouver, because I kind of miss home.
You want a Slurpee, eh?
Can I ask him about the cash drops and if the ATM's bolted to the ground?
Let's do that.
Ask if they have any, any protection behind the counter, like guns or...
or condom.
You're in there working all alone? Scary.
Okay.
Yeah, let's sketch them out a little bit tonight.
Here's 7-Eleven.
We just got more minimum wage. Oh, shit, we got someone on the... That's Seattle, right? That's Washington.
Let's watch this.
Oh, you wanted Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that interior Vancouver that's across from Portland. We'll talk to them.
No one is available.
Oh, it's some shitty VTech or Uniden voicemail.
It's a 90s answering machine.
Hello.
Hello, you have reached a number that is disconnected.
It has no personality.
This is a recording.com.
Is Jen online? We should get her on here.
She's never on Skype anymore. I could try her cell phone number.
Man. Call her cell. Get her on.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely don't have enough people on right now. So
there needs to be more chaos.
772, that's not Vancouver.
Well, this is Jin. You just asked me to call Jin.
Oh, fuck.
No, call Jen anyway.
Quit giving out her phone number to all the Hope people.
Oh, it's ringing away.
I wonder 1 million numbers to go through.
Hello.
Hi, Jin.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hi.
That's A-Freak.
Hi, A-Freak.
And
hi, Jen.
RTF,
how are you?
RTF's on.
I'm drunk.
Oh, it's This is the people at the conference at Hope?
Yeah, you're live on the air on Radio Statler.
And Radio Cacti.
Yep, Radio Cacti.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I am wonderful, Jen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice.
Yours too. We never get to talk. How's every little thing?
I know.
Uh-huh.
What?
This is the Rob and Jen catching up hour. You're listening.
This is
so Jen.
I think I speak to Jen.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
It's the 7-Eleven.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what part of Vancouver that is.
Sorry to interrupt.
What? 682. Where the hell is 682?
We were having a moment for me, and you just ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
7-Eleven.
Hey, which 7-Eleven am I calling?
Sorry?
Which 7-Eleven am I calling?
This is Granville and Nelson.
Granville and Nelson. All right,
yes.
Awesome. Okay, great. My friend Rob here wants to talk to you for a second. Can I put him on the line?
Who?
My friend Rob. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, one sec. Here, Rob, here you go.
Hi.
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, I don't know. Who do you want to talk to?
I wanted to talk to 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah, this is 7-Eleven. Tell me.
Okay, so how long have you been 7-Eleven?
What does that mean?
Really? That's great. And what are your plans for the future of 7-Eleven?
I'm sorry, I think you've just got the wrong number. Is there anything else you want to say?
You said that this is the 7-Eleven at Granville and Nelson, right?
Sorry?
It's a really busy
night. Yeah, we just opened a month back.
Yeah, no, I know. You guys are like near the Commodore and all that. But like my buddy Rob here has some couple of questions about 7-Eleven because he's interested in being employed at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
He's interested in being an employee of 7-Eleven.
Oh,
so
at this branch? No,
yeah,
like
no. In general, he actually wants.
Oh, in general, okay,
He really loves 7-Eleven. So
yeah. Okay. You know what? He can just come and drop in his resume.
No, that's the problem. He is really far away from 7-Eleven right now, so he really wants to just ask you what it's like to work at 7-Eleven.
What's 7-Eleven like?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do they treat you well?
Yeah.
There?
Look, we've got a lot of customers. We can't answer these questions. If you want, why don't you just come down and speak to the manager?
Are you the manager? Are you the manager on duty?
No.
No. Who's the manager on duty? Is he around?
He can't talk to you right now because he's doing something important.
Oh no. Well, I'm pretty sure he should be able to speak to me. Like, I want to actually come in right now and get myself some like a Slurpees. You know,
like 7-Eleven. So
why don't you just come in and speak to the manager and get some Slurpees, too?
But the problem is I can't just come down there right now. Like, Rob here is disabled. He's in a wheelchair.
Do they have the burgers that are shaped like hot dogs that you roll on the grill and they're really burgers, but they look like hot dogs?
Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
Rob, can you call her again? Because the one on Granville and Robson is, like, really busy.
Yeah, Rob, will you call her once more?
Brad, will you call her once more? I'm really fucking drunk.
Hello?
You have the power.
My microphone doesn't even work.
Jen, who were you talking to when we called?
I don't know, some random
guy. Knock it off.
Hello? 7-Eleven, Terry speaking.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Yeah?
Hi, I had some questions because I'm thinking about applying for a job at 7-Eleven because I love 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
So I wondered if you could talk to me about what 7-Eleven is like to be at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So how is 7-Eleven? Do they treat you well?
So how the 7-Eleven is what, sir?
Yes. Do they treat you well there at 7-Eleven to work there?
Yeah, of course.
What's the typical 7-Eleven day like at 7-Eleven?
Oh, so I can tell you that, sir. But you can call back tomorrow if you want to get the manager.
Okay, but if you could just tell me really quick, like, do you have the burgers that are shaped like hot dogs that roll on?
We don't have.
Like hot dogs, but they're really burgers.
Okay, sir, I have to leave you because I have a lot of customers. Thank you.
I'm not important enough for 7-Eleven.
Oh.
I'm sad now.
The hot dog burgers make me laugh.
Hi, Mary.
What's up, Jim?
I actually worked at 7-Eleven for a bit. There's a phone ringing. This is a phone ringing show.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
I gotta see. I'm like,
too many times I've been around that tree. It's not just happening like that. Because I ain't no holler back girl.
Still no reply from Murdoch.
What the hell, Murdoch?
Murdoch, you suck.
I think Murdoch is like, Murdoch just is trying to hide under some coats and not answer his phone anymore and pretend that his beloved friends don't exist. And
dear Murdoch, if you can hear this.
Brad, can you call like another Vancouver 7-Eleven?
What was that?
Can you find the 7-Eleven that's like on Dunsmuir Street if you got a list there?
Mm-hmm.
So these are Canadian 7-Elevens. No wonder there's a
This is the one near my office, actually.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, guys, I have to motor, but I really appreciate you guys calling me. It was really nice to talk to you guys.
Jen.
And it was really nice to hear Rob and
Jen.
Avery. What?
One quick piece of trivia. In Spanish, your name is pronounced. And
Jen, Jen, you have a website with telephone-related stuff on it. What's it called?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rob. My website is... thisisarecording.com.
Uh-huh.
And didn't it
just have an anniversary?
As a matter of fact, it did, Matt.
Tell us all about the anniversary.
This is a recording that celebrated its 7 year on the domain thisisarecording.com. And at the end of October, it will be celebrating its 15th year online, which is absolutely absurd.
Yay!
But true.
Brad, can you like play the clapping sound?
I can hear you guys. What?
We're clapping, damn it.
Yeah. Did you, thanks for telling us about that. Did you bring a clip?
I do have clips, but go to the website, click around, go check it out. It has phone sounds, phone images, phone fonts, touch tone songs. It's absolutely absurd. It is ridiculous.
It has Electric Dreams.
Yes, and Electric Dreams, if you're a fan of that 1984 movie. Which is, if you haven't seen it, you really should.
If you're not a fan of the 1984 movie, you're no friend of mine.
Are you Web CV compatible?
My what?
Web CV compatible.
You can buy if you want to.
It's the way of the future.
Are we able to view your site on Web TV boxes? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Web TV.
That's for like AOL users, isn't it? Or I don't know.
If you have an AOL diskette, you can view it on Web
hours
TV.
I have an AOL diskette.
AOL, I miss those days when I can get a floppy disk for free by pulling out like a random newspaper.
You guys, okay, so, true story. Back in the AOL days, they somehow got the idea that my address was a small independent computer store.
Jen stuck here.
So every so often I would receive a box of free floppies. You know, you would just ask for like 50 DOS kits, 50 Windows kits, 50 Mac kits, and they were really good discs because they used to like fling them around in the mail and abuse them. So they got high quality discs. So in the days of floppy disks, there were stretches of years where I didn't pay for a single one because AOL kept sending them to me.
So
something tells me they thought you were an independent computer store because you told them that you were an independent.
What's
computer
the opposite
store?
Of a small independent?
That's a material.
Computer
the fact
store.
Is,
a small enslaved computer store.
Yes. Small independent computer store at my humble suburban address I was living at the time.
So what was the name of your
Where
computer
else would you
store?
Have a computer store?
RobTFirefly.com.
I don't even remember. This actually
G-O-T
predates my use
dot
of, the,
com
of the Firefly name.
But
yeah, I don't even remember. I had a couple of company names that I used for just random mail-based crap. And the statute of limitations has expired on all of them, so I'm good.
Twice. They've expired twice.
Yeah. Not a slave store like
this
the other.
When there was such a thing as postal mail.
Fred?
We'll let you go, okay? I know you really want to go. And
bye, Jen.
Uh-huh.
So. Love you. Right. Bye.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you so much for calling me.
This is recording.com.
Take care, every one of you, and have lots of fun, and be safe, okay?
Bye, Jen. We love you.
Later.
Bye. I love you guys, too.
Free world.
So... Brad,
hi.
A little trivia about what's happening in Canada. You know Target, your favorite, one of your favorite Targets?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, there's this chain called Zellers, and they're being turned into Targets.
So Target is coming into Canada, and we can't do anything about it right now because Canada is not in Hawaii, so we can't call it an open Zellers. But if you ever feel like messing around with a Zellers that's about to become a Target,
so
Target.
Zellers exists in Canada right now, but they're getting taken over by Target? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That is right. So you can have a little bit of fun. They're closing down these Zellers, liquidating them, and then turning them into Targets afterward. So if you're looking for a little bit of fun, try calling up a random Zellers and then talking to them to, like, say you're, like, from HR from Target or something like that.
That's an overzealous plan.
So Zellers, is this related to the racist golfer Fuzzy Zeller?
I don't know.
I'm going to do it.
Fuzzy Zeller.
I've been giving you ideas lately, and this is probably one of the dumbest ideas I've ever gotten, because, like, Zellers turning into Target, which is... pretty much is.
That's a dumb idea in itself.
I don't know what Zellers is.
It's like Target. That's why Target bought them.
Canada, they make up silly names for you know, regular places. Like Starbucks is called... what's that?
No, Tim Hortons is Tim Hortons. It's like
Tim Hortons.
No, Tim Hortons is inferior. They're in the United States, and they don't even know how to fucking make like a sandwich here.
It's just that they learned it from the best in Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what was the girl's name that won the contest for Radio Stuff?
Tammy. Tammy.
Can I give her a quick call?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Are you going to apologize?
No.
Jen's a big liar, by the way. She's still sitting there, and she's.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
I think she just clicked over and okay.
Clicked back over. She's got a new man in her life.
You scared her off.
Did you manage to get a hold of Samantha, by the way?
I've messaged Samantha, and she's not replying to me. I'll try again here in a minute.
Call her cell.
Murdoch 2. Yeah, I got to look up her cell number.
I finally met Samantha, so I've unlocked the issue.
I can't believe Samantha made it there.
Hello.
Hi, is this, what was her name again?
Tammy.
Tammy, this is Emmanuel again.
Yes.
Listen, we were on the air earlier, and I don't appreciate your language and your attitude toward me. I run this conference, and I could literally have you tracked down and have you thrown out of this hotel. So I don't appreciate you treating me that way on the air in front of all these people.
Emmanuel, you called me a crazy bitch.
No, you're the one that was using the bad language, and it hurt my feelings, and I'm pissed off, and I don't need this shit, you know? I put a lot of work into putting this conference on for all these people, and you treat me like garbage. So, no, you're not getting the
$500. That's okay. You don't even sound like Emmanuel, though.
Oh, crap.
Tammy, why do you scan random barcodes?
Why what?
Tammy, the guy that you can't hear wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Tammy, why do you scan random barcodes and then call 8 times?
Can I be 100% honest with you?
Do it.
What?
Wait, what?
She wants to be 100% honest.
Please, be 100% honest, Tammy.
For once in her life.
Okay, so I'm at Hope, not because I'm the techie, but my boyfriend's a software developer. So
wait. Did you say you're not a Trekkie?
No, computer security level 2 or something.
You're not a Trekkie, but you come to Hope anyway?
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. I'm not a Trekkie. No, I'm just saying that, like, maybe I would scan barcodes and other people wouldn't. Even my boyfriend was like, that seems
Tammy,
crazy.
Tammy,
so
who's your cellular phone provider?
On the air. Are you happy?
Your cellular phone provider is awful. You need to get a refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she got it shoved down her throat. I'm sorry Daddy fucked her when she was little. But there's no reason to deep throat a cell phone.
You don't need to...
Are you quite done?
We're sorry, Tammy. I want to assure you that the people at Radio Statler aren't responsible for this. I'm calling from Oregon. So don't go in there and kill them.
Okay.
But you can go in there and collect your subscription of $2,600.
Yeah, you get free issues of
$2,600. Nice plug.
You win the prize.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, okay.
Tammy, go to the top floor, 18th floor, when you're there tomorrow, and let them know that you were the one who managed to win the top prize, and you've won a lifetime subscription to $2,600.
And then jump off of the top floor.
I'll do just that. Thank you very much.
Tammy, don't be angry.
Do I sound angry? I'm actually somewhat amused.
Good.
Wow, if that's how you sound amused, I can't imagine what you're answering.
Tammy,
I think we've all learned an important lesson about scanning random barcodes and trusting that they are what they say they are.
Yes, I have learned an important lesson, and I'm not upset, and you've gotten to make fun of me, and I fell into your whatever, and that's what I get.
Thank you for being such a good sport.
As is, whatever.
You're the best, Tammy.
For being such a good sport, you win a lifetime subscription to 2600.
Tammy, if you go to phonelosers.org, I'll give you a free PLA book. For real.
I'm really scared to go to any website or anything you direct me to, because I feel like I already fucked up by scanning your barcode.
I'll get your information from the barcode scan.
Because you didn't want to do it.
Tammy, Brad is actually being for real. He will actually give you a book if you actually go on the website. It's totally legitimate.
What is the website?
Phonelosers.org.
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 Yep. You don't have to be a Trekkie to go there.
I didn't say Trekkie, guys. I said tech.
I know. I'm being a jerk.
All right.
And the book is a fun read, so you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
And Brad will sign it, too.
I'll draw you a picture on it.
I'll give you free stickers.
And let him know that what's his face? Whose referral we're using for this one?
Referral?
Yeah, is it Captain Crunch or are we supposed to? Oh, it's Kevin, let him know that Kevin Mitnick sent you. Okay.
Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, let Brad know it's Kevin Mitnick that sent you, and just make sure that you identify your phone number because we actually have that, right? So no one else has that number.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, maybe at the end of this, everybody's going to have my phone number.
No, we would.
We're not jerks that way.
Yeah, we're jerks in other ways, but not that way.
But you guys told me that you were, like, making fun of, like, being, like, fucked by my daddy. Like, I mean, you guys just kind of seem like disseminate.
That was
off track, man.
That's just some guy on the phone.
He just kind of goes off the rails.
Yeah, that's actually a soundboard with sound clips.
We would never tell all the listeners of Radio Statler that your phone number is 202-60.
Shut up, Brad.
Sorry.
I am a robot.
But tell me seriously, go on phonelosers.org, email Brad, let him know your first 5 digits of your phone number, if anything, and then he'll send you a book and he'll sign it.
We'll hook you up. Have a wonderful night, Tammy.
You guys too. Enjoy drinking.
We will.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Have a good. Have a fun weekend.
I will. I'm at home.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm glad we...
Okay, so that was probably, like, the most, like...
I think that ended happily for all concerned, and,
because I wanted to write a fucking blog entry about this.
I might only get 5 to 10 demerits over this.
We go missing. Is Emmanuel going to be, like, chasing you down for this shit, or what's going to happen with this?
I think I'm going to get...
I don't think we have any
clobbered over the head
anyway,
with that. Well, that's true. I don't think anyone's actually listening.
Everyone's
anyway.
Turned it off.
No, but Brad's making a recording, though.
Yeah, minus 10 for Chris.
No, there's... There's 23 live listeners on Cacti right now, and according to your video, there's 24 on the video, and then there's more on your shoutcast.
So
20 people are hearing
that's
this.
Like 17 listeners. Yeah.
Brad, have you tracked down? Oh, it's Roxy! Holy shit, Roxy!
Hey,
holy
Roxy!
Crap.
Hello.
Speak
Roxy,
up,
Roxy!
Oh, you can't hear me.
Roxy, I'm glad you've called
your microphone.
Radio Statler to work out your technical issues. Good job,
Roxy. It's A-Freak. How are you? She didn't hear me.
We couldn't hear you before, Roxy.
God damn it, Roxy.
The one Canadian that knows her, besides Samantha, but she's from Toronto, so I don't know if that counts as Canada.
Is your last name horror?
She's like half Canadian.
Yeah, maybe that might be fair.
Hello?
Hi, Roxy.
Hi.
Can't hear you still, though. Barely.
Roxy, can you hear me? It's A-Freak.
Roxy, dear, you are very low.
Yay, it's Roxy.
Better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
That's much better, okay.
Is that too loud?
No, that's great.
Perfect. Okay.
So
I heard Jen was on here. Did I miss her?
Yes,
you missed Jen.
Oh, no.
You're
I don't think, though. I don't know if I want to talk to you guys.
What? You don't want to talk to A-Freak?
I do.
Hi, Roxy.
Am I going to see you at DEF CON?
No, I won't be there.
Are you going to DEF CON, Roxy?
Huh?
Are you really going to DEF CON?
Yeah, I'm the only one going.
There's not going to be 10,000 people this year. It's just going to be Roxy. It's going to be Roxy and Dark Tangent.
I just got the tickets. Oh,
I just got handed a cease and desist from Dark Tangent. We can't mention his name anymore.
What?
You also got a cease and desist from Emmanuel, and you're not allowed to talk about DEF CON.
You know, it's really terrible.
You know what's way more fun is actually DEF CON, but... Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that at Radio Sattler.
Well, that's because you can gamble.
Shh.
What do you like?
Well, actually, you know, I wasn't able to drink in Radio Sattler, so maybe there is some things to be...
Have we enlightened you? Have the scales fallen from your eyes?
Oh, yeah, I was completely sober all of DEF CON last year.
It's kind of actually interesting if you look where A-Freak set his bottle.
So,
on the PC. Aww.
So, Roxy.
You guys are all together, and I'm stuck here.
Roxy, we have not spoken in far too long. This is Roxy Firefly. How are you?
Oh, I love you.
No, you.
I remember that song you made for me.
Yeah.
Sing it.
That was the best.
It wasn't a song as such. It was a poem.
The chorus one, get out, we will burn you down.
That was
Rob, can you sing that for me again?
I cannot sing that for you.
I'll beatbox here.
I think we just broke A-Freak.
Oh, no, that was an asthma
attack. I'm beatboxing. Sorry, Roxy.
Do you guys know if Jen's going to DEF CON?
We can always call her back in and ask her.
Yeah, please. I almost made out with her last year.
What? I didn't get to see this?
The things we missed.
Jen said on Facebook, like, that she wasn't going to DEF CON.
Can't hear you.
Like two people.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
I said Jen said on Facebook like maybe a week or two ago that she wasn't going to DEF CON.
Well, that's such a downer.
Brad?
Stupid Jen.
There won't be very many PLA people, which makes me sad because I'm going to be there.
But DEF CON.
It's the 1 year that I have no problem with going, and the year that I had trouble and I had to suffer on a Greyhound bus, everyone went.
But Roxy, we got to meet, so it was cool.
This is what happens. You should have come to Hope.
Well, I had a chance to go to Hope, but then I couldn't take the time off, and I wasn't apparently supposed to be in New York by myself because it's dangerous.
Oh yeah, extremely.
So Manhattan is so dangerous.
Midtown Manhattan is all Disney now.
How about
was scared shitless when I was there.
It was just when I was offered the opportunity, it was just way too late. So next year, you know, I'm getting better at saving money. So maybe next year I can go.
Hey Brad, can we call another 7-Eleven?
Hope next year.
Sure.
It's every 2 years.
Let's call another 7-Eleven.
The next one will be in 20.
Roxy's awesome.
Oh
also.
Guys, Brad? Did you get my idea that I sent to you about 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven.
Ideas are so fun.
I left you a voicemail on July 11th about Free Slurpee Day.
At 3:58 p.m.
And that we should call and tell them that it's been extended. But it's too late. It's like the 13th.
Did they do free Slurpees?
In honor of International Diabetes Week.
Yeah, they do free Slurpees in Canada. They do it in Canada.
We
should call them and say we're from corporate.
No. Seriously, no. The headquarters for 7-Eleven in all of North America is actually in Vancouver.
Okay, so they do the free Slurpee thing in
Canada?
Canada,
yeah. Yeah, in Canada.
They do it everywhere.
Okay.
Canadians get free
Slurpees.
July 11th.
Winnipeg, Manitoba is also the home of, apparently has the world record for most Slurpees consumed.
For most diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly
diabetic. You can tell because
they tested the sewage. No, but they honestly do have, they extended it to a week in honor of International Diabetes Week.
No, I have an even better idea to add on top of that idea.
Oh, no.
If we ask them, okay, today is the 13th. And we forgot to call you yesterday to tell you it's been extended, but you should have gotten the memo. Did you get the memo? You didn't? You're going to have to close down.
No. You should just tell them to turn off the slurp machine. So
No, turn off the breakers in the back to make sure the slurp machine goes
just
off.
If you haven't...
I repeat, the slurp machines have been infected. Shut down everything.
Set fire to the gas pumps to eliminate the virus.
We should make them give away free Slurpees for another week. And make sure we're going to stay on the phone and make sure you're giving away free Slurpees.
Brad, go for the one that... Can you find the one that's in Vancouver on Dunsmuir Street?
On what street?
Dunsmuir. D-U-N-M-U-I-R. It's like D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R.
That's amazing. And ask if they put the T in the slur P.
I fucking go on the street every fucking day.
Did you say Seymour Street? Like S-E-Y?
Yeah, Seymour would be fine. That's the right location.
Okay.
Seymour. It intersects with Dunsmuir.
And then who's going to explain all this to them?
Roxy will, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got ideas. Okay.
So it's on Dunsmuir and Seymour, by the way.
Okay.
Hello, 7-Eleven. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm from the corporate office. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm working the night shift here, and I'm noticing in my notes here it says... You have not been notified about the free Slurpee Day extension.
Free Slurpee...
We've been monitoring the cash register purchases. Mm-hmm. And it appears on our dot matrix here that you have not been giving away Slurpees for free. You're still charging people for Slurpees despite the extension.
But we don't have any notice here, because the free Slurpee is July 11th only.
Right, but we actually extended it for a few more days for Diabetes Association.
Our manager don't tell me like that.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's pretty bad, because...
And the big bosses and the manager, they don't also tell like that.
The big boss?
Ever. Yeah, like...
FPM. But I'm the big boss. I'm in corporate.
So I don't know.
I need you to give away a Slurpee right now.
Because we are listen to our manager, right?
What's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff, J-A-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write. What's your last? Wait. Oh, I see you in here. Never mind. I see your name.
Don't worry.
Okay, so you're an actual employee of 7-Eleven, or are you just the guy that?
No, I am an employee, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to start giving away Slurpees right now while I'm on the phone, or we're going to have you fired.
No, we can't. You can call the manager if you... No, we can't do like that. Because our manager don't give any notice.
Okay, I need his phone number then.
No, we don't give to this one too.
You don't... I'm in corporate, though.
I give you a store number, and if you want to complain, then... Okay,
no, I'm not complaining. I'm actually from corporate.
Because that's
people complain to me.
Because that's not allowed to give anybody phone number on that.
Yeah, but you just told me I can talk to the big boss if I want to.
No, you can talk.
Can you call him right now?
Because right now he's not available.
But this is a Slurpee emergency.
You can talk tomorrow, 7 a.m.
But then it will be 7:14.
That's okay.
No, it's not. I don't think you believe me. I'm going to write your name down.
He hung up.
Yeah. Okay.
You did really good, Roxy. It's just he was
getting fired.
He outsmarted you.
All he does is manager.
I think he's still on the phone, actually, Brad. I thought he hung up.
Boss.
Oh, hey, sir. Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
He's bringing purchases through.
Shit. We're in trouble now.
Oh, Brad, hang up. We're gonna get the RCMP.
Abort.
Can you call him?
Brad, they've gotten past
him. Can you call him back? Because I know the bar on
SK,
top.
SK.
And I want to actually tell them that they're making too much noise down there.
Okay, it's happening.
You guys, shut up.
Tell them you're from corporate and you're gonna fire him.
No. I got a better idea.
Just let me know if you need dot matrix.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, put on like clapping. Like, really lightly.
Throughout the entire thing?
Yeah, really lightly.
Sounds like rustling around inside a parachute pants.
Everybody should clap right now.
7-Eleven?
Hey there, are you the 7-Eleven on Seymour and Dunsmuir?
Sorry?
Are you the 7-Eleven on Seymour and Dunsmuir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just on the railway club upstairs, and you guys are making too much noise.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you, one of your customers, he keeps coming in, and he keeps setting off the door alarm. Oh, he hung up.
Aw.
Yeah, I think that was really...
My favorite bar is above.
that was a really bad option for that guy is not gullible or dumb
yeah,
enough.
He's actually a pretty smart guy.
He realized the 7-Eleven would be making more noise than a bar, I guess.
I hate going to 7-Eleven.
I think he just hates picking up the phone. And it just says, manager, morning.
What if he's looking in right now?
He is doing everything right, so we are having test cases which are educating us all, I think. This is how you run a 7-Eleven.
We should give roll the hot dogs that look like hamburgers.
No, the hamburgers that look like hot dogs.
We should call him back and tell him he's getting a raise.
Hire people very in English.
Matt, I think Matt should handle that part if you should tell him he's getting a raise.
Hey, Rob T. Firefly, do you think we should call the front desk of Hotel Pennsylvania and try and get some customer data?
I think if we did that, my career might be numbered.
Okay, we'll do that after the show's over.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys don't mess with my company.
What's your company,
Roxy?
I'm so glad I haven't told anyone.
You work for one of the major mobile carriers, I think I remember last time, right?
No.
Roxy.
Is it US Cellular?
Oh, sure, yeah, Sprint. Definitely.
Yeah, Roxy.
Definitely Sprint.
Roxy, I know exactly who you work for, and I can assure you that I do plenty to them.
Is it Nextel?
Roxy works for Nextel. She develops the beep beep.
What's the microwave thing? Who is that?
That's the microwave? That's that box in the kitchen that makes your food hot.
Yeah. No, the microwave. Brad, do you still have any of those numbers for Geek Squad?
Oh, no, we don't have any of those. Oh, I remember who we prank called this week. We called the New Wave Oven and the Abra customers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember the George Foreman grill and Gary Coleman grill?
Yeah.
It was just a smaller version of it.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
It only made slider burgers.
Roxy, we miss you doing a show. Hurry up and do your show again.
Was activated, but they never could understand what the hell you were saying. What you talking about?
We should definitely call Walmart, and or you know what we should do is the Walmart insult game.
Why don't you explain the Walmart insult game for the benefit of our listeners?
The Walmart insult game is when you get together a few different people on the phone. Mm-hmm. And you each are competing against each other. And so if it was my turn, we would be calling Walmart, and the lady would pick up, and you would give her an insult, followed by asking for another department. So you would say, and you would say it casually. You would say, you know.
Brad, can you get the Walmart and Mary's? Go on, Roxy.
And anyway, you would say it casually, like, I can't think of an insult right now.
You'd,
hey,
you'd
shit,
be like, hello,
hey, shit, eater.
Could I please...
can I have house orders, please?
like, you can't say shit eater.
And see how many... You count how many departments you get through before somebody just refuses to transfer you, and the person that gets
target.
The most wins.
I got a perfect target.
Brad, oh, is it in Vancouver?
No. It's in Marysville, Washington. Can you get the Walmart there?
Sure. I kind of want to veto this idea because it never works at night because all the departments are closed.
Yeah. No, because it's only 9 o'clock and it should be late enough that you should be able to get something electronics at least. So.
Did you say Marysville where?
Marysville, Washington.
Oh, okay.
No, it's actually 10:30 over there.
10:30. Well, I should know what time it is over there.
He knows everything about that area.
Yeah, I've gone to that Marysville Walmart like a billion times, so it should be somebody there.
Well, if you
a lot
just,
of time.
You just, I mean, electronics is always open, right?
Thank you for calling the Walmart Vision Center.
The Vision Center, what?
Who goes first?
Wait, no. Vision Center's not going to be open. Let me try again.
No. Let Matt Hillock go first. He's the best.
All right, Matt. All right. You get to go first.
All right.
Yeah, Matt, you've been so quiet.
He is the best at this game.
I'm too drunk to actually be able to pull this off.
Oh, Matt does better when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, get the shakes go away, kid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Get her in there.
Yep.
If I was a cheese, I'd be cheddar.
Shut up, please. I'm on the radio. Shut up.
I'm going to be smooth like cheddar.
No answer.
Right. I guess they're closed.
I guess
call another Walmart. Call Walmart in Hawaii if they exist.
Hey, Jordan Minnerly, who is known as Vixen, she just said hello to me on Facebook and says she's missing out. And tell all those cool cats I said what's up.
What's up?
What's up, dog?
What's up, Jordan?
Brad, are there any Walmarts in Hawaii? I don't know America that well.
Yes, there are.
Here, let me
talk. They kind of hate us.
Let me talk to a 7-Eleven in Vancouver, and then as soon as I get transferred, assuming it works, you guys talk.
You said that. How are you getting
transferred? Where is the 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven.
You just trust me. God,
Brad, what's the address?
Alma Street.
Oh, that's way out there.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling.
Sorry?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to talk to a customer here real quick, and we'll do the survey for him.
Any customer?
Yeah, any customer. We're just going to do a quick survey, and then they get a free Slurpee.
Oh, okay.
And like a freak or someone. Here you go.
Free case of beer.
Ready, set, go.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. What's your name, sir?
It's Jesse.
Jesse. All right, Jesse. And where are you from, Ridge? Are you from Vancouver?
Yes, Vancouver.
Are you a UBC student, or what are you doing?
No, I'm self-employed.
Self-employed. What do you do?
Loser.
Who are you?
I'm actually Kevin. I'm from corporate. I'm corporate 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a free survey, and at the end of the survey, you get a free Slurpee.
And a free six-pack of beer, by the way.
And cigarettes.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I'm sorry. I got my American colleagues. They don't know that the Americans, the Canadians.
We don't get beer.
Exactly. Yeah, it's bullshit, you know, the fucking, BCLB, right? But anyway, I have a couple questions for you about the 7-Eleven. Sure. You're the one on Alma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. So you said you're self-employed. How often do you go to 7-Eleven?
Probably like every second day.
Fire.
Every second. What do you usually get at 7-Eleven? Do you get milk, pop? What do you get?
I usually get a Slurpee.
Bullshit.
Slurpee. What's your Brian, will you please be quiet for a moment, please?
Sorry.
Okay. So my colleague here, he's new to the job, and we got him off of out of prison. So let's just ignore him for the moment. He's just listening in. He doesn't know how to turn his mic off.
Intentionally.
Anyway, in the end of the survey, I just basically, we're going to get a free Slurpee. The person at the counter will be able to help you with this. But anyway,
okay.
The question I have for you is, what is your favorite flavor?
Cream soda.
Cream soda. Why is cream soda your favorite flavor?
Because it's just, somehow it did taste good.
Okay, so 7-Eleven is making a new initiative. We're going to actually introduce savory flavors to our Slurpees. Have you ever actually thought about savory flavors in Slurpees before?
No, I'm not really a salty kind of guy. I'm more of a sweet kind of guy.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm going to throw up a couple of flavors at you, and I'm just going to see if you actually like these ideas, and maybe just see what you kind of jive with this. What do you think about a nacho cheese-flavored Slurpee?
That's disgusting.
You know what? I have to admit, I'm really glad you said that. I thought it was all right at first, but
my wife would like that, but I wouldn't.
Is your wife pregnant?
No, but she would probably like that.
Okay, it's just a weird question because my wife thought the same thing, and she's like 9 months pregnant right now. But anyway, the nacho cheese was one of the flavors we were testing down at our facility in Burnaby. But the other idea we actually had was cayenne pepper with Tabasco. And it sounds weird, but it was actually this weird flavor that sounded a little bit like Guinness. You're familiar with Guinness, obviously, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we called it cha-cha-cha, and it was like the weirdest. It was brought in by our Mexican equivalent, and they actually have it in the Mexican 7-Eleven, so we've been thinking about bringing it up. What would you think about that? Tabasco sauce?
Probably not. I'm not too adventurous. I'm like the Coke and cream soda and like Coke. The odd root. If you guys ever have root beer, I like root beer, Dr. Pepper, that kind of stuff.
Gay.
Brad, will you please be quiet for a moment? We promote a very relaxed atmosphere, okay? We're West Coast, man. Come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, my colleague Brad here is actually from the Mexican office, and he's actually a big fan of the Guinness and Tabasco flavored Slurpee.
But the thing is that we're actually doing is we're trying to go for these ethnic flavors that we have from other countries. Like, we actually have a teriyaki Slurpee in Japan, because it sounds really strange, doesn't it, hey? But we actually have a teriyaki-flavored Slurpee, and the Japanese guys love it. And plus, they own us, right? The Japanese 7-Eleven bought 7-Eleven North America, and now they own us. What would you think of teriyaki? That's a bit sweet, right? You need that teriyaki.
I'd probably have too much, I don't know, too much connotation with cheap Chinese food or cheap Japanese food, so I'd be probably, teriyaki, I'd probably not be into it.
What if we added a bit of sweetness to it and called it bukkake? Bukkake Slurpee. What do you think about that?
So what kind of Slurpee?
Bukkake Slurpee. Have you heard of bukkake before?
No, I haven't. I might, you know what? I'm willing to try anything. Like, if it's actually in the selection there of the Slurpees and I look interesting, I might even try it.
Well, bukkake flavored is kind of like this cream flavor. It's not as sweet as you would expect it, but it has it just has this taste to it that's like nothing else. Like, does your wife cook?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with custard at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has the texture of custard a little bit, but it's a little bit thickier than that. So it was actually a bit of a mystery for them for the Japanese to make the bukkake Slurpee.
Yeah.
And what I really think about it is, like, it's just you've had a Boston cream donut, right?
Yeah. No, I would eat that. That would be good.
Yeah, so you would have a bukkake Slurpee if it was like the kind of like the idea of a Boston cream donut, right?
Yeah, that'd be if it tastes like that for sure.
Okay. What if it was a little bit drier than that? The problem we've had with making it as a Slurpee is it makes it too salty, but it makes it a little bit dry.
How many more questions do you have left? Because my wife's giving me the evil eye here.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, I really... I think Brad here actually just has one quick question here before you get your free Slurpee.
Okay.
Oh, I have one too, actually.
Rafi here. Rafi's from our Stacey. Arizona office.
And then Stacey's going to have a couple also.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
And Laugh Track Matt also.
I just have one question. It's our Compton flavor. Are you familiar with Compton, California?
I'm familiar with Compton. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have two different ideas. We have watermelon.
Yeah.
And we have grape Kool-Aid. We don't know which one to go with. Which one embraces Compton more?
Embraces Compton more.
Yeah, watermelon grape. Or Kool-Aid.
Watermelon or Kool-Aid? Ooh, that's a dangerous question.
Trying,
I don't know. I would probably
reasons.
Say I'd probably go with. I just had watermelon, like as the actual fruit, so I'd probably say watermelon.
Wait, what about fried chicken?
Of Compton, that sounds like it's a little bit of a racial stereotype based.
Yeah,
on
we
the,
definitely don't want to. No,
you can tell she's from America.
Yeah,
you guys gotta be. Like, this has gotta be like a radio station or something. You guys are calling me.
No.
No, you're really
going to get a free Slurpee. You really
yeah,
will.
Yeah, free. This is how long you can
no,
hold
we're
me.
From
a base.
Corporate.
No, listen, man.
Oh,
listen,
yeah,
listen,
liar.
Listen.
Okay.
Just pass
hey,
the
so
phone.
What's the point? How many more questions
People
do you guys
are
have?
Smarter in Canada.
Just pass the phone to the clerk, and we're going to tell him. And he believes.
Pass the phone over to the.
Yes, do you guys have any more questions or no?
No. Just pass it over to the cashier. We'll just verify everything. Oh.
And you
okay.
do get
okay.
you do get the free Slurpee.
Your wife's pregnant, by the way.
Hello.
Good luck on
that. Hi,
is this the cashier?
I'm busy right now, so...
I understand. The man that's actually at the counter, can you make sure that he gets a Slurpee, whatever Slurpee he's getting right now, that's covered by
it
corporate, okay?
Make
sure it's under Kevin Mitnick, okay?
And a free Slurpee for his wife. Two free Slurpees.
For his wife as well. It's Kevin Mitnick. I'm at the Burnaby office, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.
God bless.
She's not going to give it to him.
No,
probably not.
She will. No, she's. I'm
well,
sure she's going to give it to him.
That fucking bukkake flavored shit was fucking awesome.
It feels warm going down your throat.
It's rather exotic.
Boston. I don't know. I don't know where I came up with bukkake.
He's gonna ask his wife about bukkake now, and
and she's gonna be like, "Did you see my old films, you son of a bitch?"
It's actually food. It's actually noodles. really is. I mean, that's where it came from. So.
So I've been messaging. I've been messaging Murdoch nonstop, and we're not going to get Murdoch. And like, he's just not answering. He's gone. He's.
What oh, I thought I saw stuff? Murdoch on the video. I guess that was someone else.
He's no, back on the hair on.
He's not here.
That Murdoch is not here. I am here, and he is here, and you are here, and no, there
I'm
is no
here.
Murdoch counted us twice.
I'm up in my hotel room. I'm just really shy. I don't want to come down.
Brad, you
I'm,
love us.
I'm
come
here
down.
At Hope. No, I'd rather not.
Will somebody please leave Hope and go to DEF CON instead, please?
Roxy, I'd rather be at DEF CON, but
I'm getting
very
sad.
DEF CON's actually been canceled. The Rio's shutting down.
Yeah, DEF CON's now in Brad's house.
Yay.
Hey, Brad, can I come visit you?
No.
No, DEF CON has been taken over by Rigel 5, and it's now called Rubicon.
The only person that can visit me is Laugh Track Matt.
In order to get a ticket, you got to visit Captain Crunch's hotel room.
For a workout session?
For a workout session, indeed.
Is Captain Crunch there at Hope?
Yeah. I haven't seen him, but like, okay, so, Roxy.
Yeah?
How's it going?
Oh, we already talked earlier.
Yes, we do.
We want to hear more about
she's bored with you now.
I'm pining for the times again, and you know, I felt like I wanted to go back to them. Hi, how are you?
RTH.
Good.
I mean, RTF. Is this what you had planned for the show tonight? I mean, are we doing good?
You know what I had planned for the show tonight was a completely serious panel discussion on the issues affecting us in the Middle East and Bukkake.
Today in the Middle East,
then you realize we're not in the Middle East.
And against rebel fighters as they defeated the Damascus insurgents.
That sounds like fun.
No, I have something we could talk about.
Can we talk to another 7-Eleven?
No, something that we can talk about that's PLA related.
The Palestinian Liberation Army?
RTF, how come you weren't able to get us a panel this year? God damn it.
Yeah, what the hell was with that? I would have gotten a free pass, but I had to be like...
Oh, no.
Somebody,
we did a PLA panel this morning.
Somebody besides me had to do the legwork on the panel because I was already doing
You could have asked me and I would have not have done it.
God.
I asked Samantha.
Hey, Captain Crunch just got offline, so he was on Skype. We could have talked to him.
Brad, can you get like another 7-Eleven on the line?
Captain Crunch banned me from Skype, so we can't talk.
Oh, why don't we talk about PLA stuff? I was going to say issues, but there's no more issues of PLA.
Oh,
so.
We have a lot of issues.
Well, see, do you have any breaking news?
When's the next Dark Fluffy Freaking Bunnies coming out?
Brad, can you play breaking news?
Any day now. Okay, Statler Radio breaking news. Say your breaking news, goddammit.
Rest in peace, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch was found dead asleep in his hotel room.
Dead in his
hotel with Sylvester Stallone's son.
Dead.
He will be buried inside a blue box.
Emmanuel Goldstein will give the eulogy.
You know what, guys? RBCP gave me the Ma Bell icon button. He gave me two buttons with the Ma Bell icon, and I've been wearing them to work.
What is Ma Bell?
Ma Bell, you know, the AT&T bell.
Oh. What AT&T bell?
Okay, anyway, so I've been wearing them every day to work, and nobody said anything.
Brad,
nobody.
Can you send me some stuff in the mail?
And finally, someone said something yesterday.
Hell yeah, I will. Send me an email.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought that was amusing. So I want to wear...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I want to kind of wear something PLA-related because nobody would know what the hell it is. But I'm afraid if they find out my big PLA secret, you know, they're going to fire me.
That's part of getting PLA merchandise is you get to support local community radio stations like PLA Radio.
That's right.
Please donate.
Whatever happened to your donate to schools thing, Brad?
Yeah, thanks for reminding everyone. I just haven't done it. I need to. Like,
did you take everyone's money again and not follow through?
No, I really am. What?
Okay, so can you just search for a company called Max?
Is it in Vancouver by chance?
No, I don't care where it is in this country. Like, probably Vancouver is better anyway, but I don't care. It's like
West Coast.
But Max is like the 7-Eleven knockoff in Canada. Yeah, Max.
Power.
He has the name
that's
the idea that I have is that we should call it Max and then somehow get them to talk to a 7-Eleven that's like not too far away.
M-A-X?
Yeah, like Max. Like I think that's like an apostrophe.
You know, as in Max Hardcore.
As in Max Headroom.
I see Max.
M-A-C, and then I get apostrophe S or whatever.
Oh.
Wait, what are you trying to do with 7-Eleven?
We're going to teleconference a Max, sorry, a 7-Eleven competitor with 7-Eleven.
Oh.
That's the best idea ever.
And what are they going to say to each other?
We're going
to
get them to reconcile their differences.
They're going to say, hello, 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 morning manager.
So, you gotta find, so I'm just trying to think of, like, what's a 7-Eleven near Max? And I'm having a hard time with this one right now.
Oh, do you remember when we told, never mind, I'll tell you later. It's a Pizza Hut thing.
So I'm, oh, hold on, I gotta put a 7-Eleven on too then.
Are we losing Eyeball?
Don't go Eyeball.
Bye, Eyeball, you handsome devil.
You big jerk.
It was a pleasure meeting you at Nauticon.
I was just kidding, I don't really hate you, stay.
Did I meet Eyeball at DEF CON?
Yes.
Wow, that was abnormal.
Oh, hey, is this Max?
Yeah, it's Max.
This is Kevin from the AT&T operator. I'm transferring a call. Here you go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Which 7-Eleven am I calling?
You're calling 7-Eleven, which is in Mill Plain, 9701.
Listen, both of us are from the corporate office, and we're doing the weekly customer survey. We need to speak to a customer to do a survey with them.
With a customer?
Yeah, for a survey. It makes complete sense. You should totally believe me.
And they get free beer.
No, free Slurpees. Don't be crazy, Roxy.
Stacy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Any customer, please. Any customer, can you put them on the phone?
I can do that.
No, I'm calling.
No, you can't. I am in corporate. I'm from corporate.
I don't care. You calling from corporate or where? I just can't give phone to the customers. You have to call my manager for that. Okay.
No.
Hey, what's your manager's number, buddy?
We give you permission.
He hung up.
You guys are mean.
That's the second. That's the second person.
Call that Max that you called earlier.
Manager.
I want to do the corporate survey with him.
Manager.
If the Max customer will believe me, I'll do a Bukkake flavored Froster, not a Slurpee, it's a Froster.
That's what Circle K's are called, is Frosters.
Frosters?
Yeah.
There's also no beer at Canadian community stores.
Yeah, there's no beer at Canadian stores.
Really? That's weird. What, like, where did people get beer?
Beer store.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's like rolling.
From the official government office of liquor.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, you're in Texas. You got drive-through liquor store.
A-Freak, you should move to the United States, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, well, I'm only 20 minutes away.
Hello, Max. How can I help you?
Hey, which Max am I calling? It's Kevin Mitnick from the corporate office.
It's right now. It's 1198 Davey.
Davey? Gotcha. Hey, do you have a customer in the store?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. How long have you been working at Max for?
Sorry?
How long have you been working at Max for?
How long I've been working at Max for? It's been like, I guess, 6 months.
6 months? Okay. So every 6 months we do a survey and we speak to a customer in the daytime and then a customer in the evening. You notice how we don't have the customer care cards, right?
Peter Jackson King Size.
Are you just giving out some cigarettes at the moment?
Yeah, I'm giving the cigarettes at the moment.
Do you have a customer that I can speak to at the moment? We're just doing our six month survey at the moment here. It doesn't matter which customer. It could be a random customer just walking around looking at Pop. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It's an HR thing, and it's just kind of bullshit, but I just need to speak to a random customer. And it's a guy by the name of Peter Jackson's, I can speak to him too.
Hi, man.
Are you there? Hello? Hey, who am I speaking with?
Ask him if he knows what the phrase corporate means.
Matt, can you just hold on a sec? We'll do the conference in a moment, okay? Are you there? Sir, are you still there? This is Kevin from the corporate. Are you still there?
Can you back with us?
No. Well, do you understand what I mean? I'm from corporate office. My name's Kevin, and we're doing a half-year survey. We did a survey early in the day around noon or something like that, and we spoke to a customer who just came off the beach, off Second Beach. We speak to a customer that's in the store right now. It doesn't matter if he's purchasing something. It's just any customer.
I know he's laughing right now, man. I can't do it right now. No, I'm free. Tell me what kind of survey is going on.
Okay, so we talked to a random customer, and we asked them about their Froster experience. We need to speak to a customer who likely is going to be a Froster. It can be anyone between the age of 15 and 30, if possible. You can just kind of profile them. It doesn't matter.
Racially.
So it's like, well, what are you doing at F1? So you can come to
it's an HR thing. Like, if I were to go into details with you, I'm certain he'll bore you. I've been in the office since about 10 a.m. this morning, man.
And he'd have
like,
to see
I'm pretty tired. any customer, it doesn't matter. You can pick the guy in the ball cap for all I care.
I did.
Can you do that? Can you do that, or are you getting me a customer, or what's going on with that?
962. That's really busy.
God,
right now.
This is reminding me of work. I hate this shit.
You can call on like another day, like Monday.
No. This is a requirement for your HR. This is the thing. I need you to get me a customer on the line. Can you please do that for me?
Just a second.
It doesn't matter who you get on the line.
503, man. There's nobody right now who can speak English in a store. There's going to be like Chinese people right now. So they can talk proper.
Well, I understand that, but as I said, this is a requirement as per your job description. Every 6 months, you need to put a customer on the phone. I understand it sounds unconventional, but you do need to put a customer on the phone.
Dude, why don't you come in the daytime, dude? What's wrong?
We do one in the daytime. We do one in the evening. We do this across all Mac stores across Greater Vancouver and across Calgary. It's the only two markets that do this.
Oh, come on, dude. It's really busy right now. I can't do anything. Okay.
It doesn't matter which... You can just you can ask a random customer. Right? It doesn't matter. You will not get in trouble for this.
Just hold on. Everybody's taking a look on a stop right now.
You're the one on Davie Street, you said, correct?
Yeah, it's on Davie Street right now. 1198 Davie.
Okay, 1198 Davie. Perfect. Can you please get a customer on the phone? It doesn't matter who it is. It can be any age. It doesn't matter.
Just hold on, man.
Okay, thank you.
I hear people going in and out of the store.
Yeah, I know. This is the problem with conferences, hey?
So is our slot just about over, RTF?
Our slot has 10 more minutes.
Oh, yay.
For this teleconference.
In conclusion.
Yeah.
Can we just tell them?
We are our last person of the day, so trust me, if you do this, it means I can go to bed and my three other colleagues that are working with me can go to bed as well.
Not together.
Yeah, right.
He's not even there.
Are you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay.
Still, I'm waiting for a customer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because there's such a...
It doesn't matter which customer. You can grab, like, a 15-year-old girl. It's so I can go to bed, and so you can finish doing taking care of the transactions. I know you're busy, man. I know where your store is. The problem is I've filled out so many forms today. This is ridiculous.
Just hurry up, because we go off the air in 10 minutes.
Hello, who's this?
I'm not wearing anymore now.
You don't know
how? No more anymore. What else do you want?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Are you handing me to a customer, or what's going on with that?
Is she 15?
She has to be.
Stacey, it doesn't matter what age she is. I just need to go to bed.
That's just what he would prefer, apparently.
Apparently, yes.
You have to
Hello.
Okay, you know what? You're going to get written up for this. We're just going to hang up on you, okay?
Sir, can you hear me?
It sounds like English that Broad's speaking.
Sir, sir at Max.
We're just going to hang up on this guy. I think he's going to get rid of him.
Listen, Max. Max, can you hear me, Max?
Yes.
Okay, I think we're going to be hanging up on this guy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Okay, he's gone.
So long.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
No, that took way too long.
I know.
The most boring prank call
I ever
heard.
That's
like at work when it takes 20 minutes to get a remote screen sharing session started. I've given the website so many times.
Where do you work again, Roxy?
Her name's Stacy, by the way. Her name's Stacy.
Stacy, Roxy, OMG.
Who's on the phone right now? 813.
Oh, that would be Legend.
Hey, Legend.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, I called Chester Catalyst today.
Oh.
Apparently, in the middle of a talk.
By the way, Chester's phone number is 321 liftoff. Make sure to call him whenever you get the chance.
I did. And Brad, apparently, you need to sell him another suspect hoodie because he lost his.
Let's get him on the phone.
Okay.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Oh, really? Okay.
Rob, you can just say so. Don't worry.
Nope.
Call him on the phone. He won't mind.
Rob says it's not allowed. I'll call him privately later and talk sexy to him.
Take it to email.
Brad, let's finish this off. Let's just call the hotel pen.
What?
No.
Call the hotel pen.
No. Oh, Rob was... Let's blame Rob for not wanting to do that.
I have nothing but love for our gracious host.
Yeah, okay. I feel the same way. I don't think we should mess with the hotel that we're staying in.
Maybe we should call like one of the restaurants. Is the Tim Horn still open?
I've made that mistake before. I don't think we have time to call anything because our slot over.
Because it's about we're coming up on the end of our slot.
Do we have to go through what we learned today? Do you guys still do that?
Let's call the concierge and have all kinds of rubbers delivered to Kevin Mitnick's room.
We all need to go around the room and say one thing we learned today.
Yeah, so let's just
play
that.
The music, Brad.
Oh, the sad, okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you still do that, Brad?
One second. I'm looking for it.
I haven't heard the phone show for a while. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Brad, I'll call in 2 weeks, by the way.
We're going to go around and tell each one that's broadcasting tonight, say what you learned. I learned that Kevin Mitnick needs lots of condoms in his room.
I learned people like Slurpees also like Bukkake.
I learned that A-Freak likes grabbing 15-year-old girls.
I learned that I'll have to speak to my manager.
In the morning.
RTF learned that he's never going to be allowed on Radio Statler again. Thanks to us.
I learned I'm going to upload this to YouTube here in about an hour, so if you're looking for this episode so far, it's going to be on YouTube.
Brad, how many listeners do we have before we sign off?
I haven't said what I learned yet.
On Cacti Radio, we have 30. It looks like you have 18 there on Justin TV, which is what you guys call
it. Justin Bieber TV?
48.
I learned today that I am actually a lot more fun when I've had a couple of beers in my system.
I learned that there isn't a $500 prize.
I think, what's her name? She learned that too.
Patty.
That's
also, on YouTube if you look for it.
The Tammy the Trekkie.
Tammy, I texted Tammy and I told her I really would send her a free book and give her my email address and she said, it's okay, I'm scared to email because I guess I already shouldn't have left my number on a voicemail at a HackerCon. And with a sad with a sad face.
Congratulations, Patty. You're now on the wall of sheep.
So she learned. She knows she learned at a hacker conference.
You said what she learned today.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank
call her up and ask her what she's learned today.
I would like
to thank everyone for joining us for this episode of what was this, a phone show or was it LA Radio?
Guess what I learned.
I learned that
nobody's going to DEF CON.
Oh, my fan. Would you like me to go through bridge and get over it?
And that ends.
Oh,
the show.
Yay.
No.
Except Stacy, the scene.
And I need to do this on the show.
It's going to be Stacy, Rogue Clown, and Dark Tangent. That's going to be DEF CON.
Hey.
It'll be be the most awesome DEF CON ever.
Okay, I just got handed another cease and desist from Dark Tangent Incorporated, LLC.
Sorry, Rob.
During us the cease and desist always of the Dark Tangent trademark.
I learned today that this might be the last time I'm allowed on Radio Statler, just like RTF. RTF is, as far as I know, RTF is probably banned from WBAI, but that's only a prediction on my part.
What did you do, RTF?
They like me there.
It's not what he did, it's what we've all been doing.
Did you slip out all the seven deadly words at one time, in one breath?
Yes, but I was able to cover up by claiming it was a sneeze.
You read the poster on the wall, didn't you?
I read the poster on the wall.
Three of the words are actually the same word.
Speaking of writing on the wall, it's about time.
Brad, if there's a Sunday show, I'll definitely call in.
There's never a Sunday show, you retard.
You want to do a show on Sunday, Brad?
No.
See, that's what Roxy said, you jerk. You have to call me a retard. That makes me sad now.
There's never a Sunday show, you mentally challenged individual.
Brad, do you have my Google Voice number, by the way?
Can we do one?
Brad, do you have any Google Voice?
No.
Call my Google Voice and I'll give it to you. And call me on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, when I do that show that I'm going to be doing.
Call me on the line, you can call me. Call me.
Let's do it next Sunday, Brad. How about that?
Crazy.
Let's do it now.
Call me on Sunday.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Yeah, whoever's next on Radio Statler, you're not allowed to be on. We're going to do another show.
I don't think he'll appreciate that. I think we're going to be very nice to this fine gentleman that looks very sexy.
Oh, well, that's very kind of... Oh, you're talking about my friend.
Think the one we ordered rubbers for.
Thanks.
I'm going to take that one video down, RB. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, I don't care. Thanks for having me on,
okay.
Rob and us and stuff.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on. It's nice to see y'all.
Bye,
thank
Brad,
you.
Roxy,
thanks for joining us.
Legend.
Can I say a quick
Bye,
public
everybody.
Screw you to Murdoch for not showing up, even though you said you would?
Oh, yeah. I learned Murdoch doesn't hard. Exist. What's that fucker
doing here? We're sad. Depressed. I'm going to cut my wrist.
I'm going to cut his wrist, too.
I'm just going to take my wrist off
Matt
the bed.
Murdoch.
Yours, I'm going to help you.
I'm going to cut Murdoch.
I'm going to sleep.
Murdoch's gotten serious with life, so I guess we should be kind of nice.
While you do that, while you're cutting each other's wrists, make sure you try to make a movie. The Human Wristipede. So it.
All right, we're signing off, I think. Bye, Brad.
Good
night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Later. Good night. Bye. See you shortly on YouTube. It's going right there right now.
All right. Bye.
Radio Statler listeners, stay tuned for 26 o'clock.
It's only 6 o'clock.
26? What?
Hang up.
You gotta crap
hang
on my
up on Brad. Hang up on him. It's easier that way.
All right. Hung up on him.
Bye, Brad.
We're going to do a show for another 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
We're on Cacti. We got 29 listeners. I'm not going to give that up.
they're all going to drop off.
No, we're going to stay on.
We have to stay on Cacti. Is this in my contract?
Yeah, you're not getting paid unless you do another 3 hours.
I'm not getting paid anyway.
He pays me under the table with semen.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Hey, Brad, I've actually... never mind.
What? Mind. Tell me. We're on the air still, so be careful.
She'd work for that.
No, never mind.
Come on. What are you talking about?
No.
I can take us off the air.
It was one of those moments where I was so tired, I started talking without actually having anything to say.
Oh, yeah, and you never do that when you're awake, do you?
I actually thought of something, and then I forgot what it was as the third word was coming out in the sentence. So.
It was goddamn, his semen tastes like cream soda.
Yeah, it was something about under the table, but I forgot.
What's
what
all
is
that
in the background? Who's watching TV?
That's me. I'll turn it off. I'll mute.
Turn down your radio, goddammit.
God.
Wow, this is just such an exciting show. I'm glad we decided to keep it going.
I'm going to run downstairs for a bit and say hello to the family. I think we should, like, say, you know, do a little bit more.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll go get a power cord.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I think you're dicking with me, though.
No, we're going to take, like, a 5 or 10 minute break.
Ed Trequil in here. He wants to...
Oh, I see. He's messaging me.
How long do I have to stay on here? It's 1 o'clock.
3 hours. We're going to quit at 2 in the morning. 4 in the morning, your time.
Yeah. That's all right.
Why,
you're not.
Why did you say 2 in the morning? I thought you were in New York.
What else are you going to do? You're not going to do anything.
Brad, are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm at Hotel Pennsylvania right now.
Then
why did you night. Why did you say 2 o'clock and
I'll
not...
I'll be right back. On the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind